Josh Sanders is here to talk about his petition to stop TLC's new series, My Husband's Not Gay, and give us his spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, Josh.
Hi.
Tell us about your petition you launched on change.org.
I launched the petition because of my personal journey. I am someone that comes from a faith background. I'm also gay, and that was to reconcile those identities was a journey for me. And I believe that TLC's show is sharing a message that's dangerous and damaging to LGBT people when it comes to identifying both as someone who's gay and also a person of faith. I think it sends an exclusive message. I think that there's no contradiction between sexual identity and faith traditions, and TLC needs to listen to the over 96,000 people that have signed the petition already that the show's dangerous and needs to be canceled.
What was your inspiration for creating it?
My inspiration, is my own personal journey. I experienced and survived 6 months of so-called reparative therapy, and to constantly be told that there's something broken or something unnatural about who you are because you're attracted to someone of the same gender, it's weighty and it's unhealthy. And any show that's going to perpetuate the lie that you can't be both gay and a person of faith, or that it's something that you should repress and actually marry someone of the opposite sex to fix, I think is dangerous. It's dangerous to youth, it's dangerous to all people.
What would you like to accomplish with this petition?
First, I'd like to see TLC cancel the show. Hopefully, by canceling the show, that they would send a message to LGBT people, but also communities of faith, that people can be both gay and also people of faith. Again, that it's not something that's exclusive. I think that I'd like to see TLC and other media outlets actually celebrate our lives rather than exploit our lives.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
It's a great question. I've thought a lot about this. I mean, I've been fortunate to meet a number of people that have gone before me when it comes to civil rights movements for us. My personal commitment is to live authentically. I have to live authentically. I have to speak up if I see injustice. And right now, I love what's going on with marriage equality. I love what's going on with equal protection rights and the abilities for spouses to be able to receive health benefits. I want to be someone that works towards that in all areas. I work specifically within athletics right now. I'd love to see any type of discrimination towards LGBT youth done away with. So my personal commitment is just to live an authentic life and do what I can every day to make a difference.
What would you like to see happen for LGBT equality in the next few years?
I would like to see just complete equality, that we wouldn't have to continue to talk about, areas where we don't have equal rights. So I'd love to see marriage equality in every state. I'd love to see, equal access to health care for LGBT people in every state. I'd love to see, any type of bullying be done away with within athletics and other areas within education. I'd love to see there be more of an awareness of trans issues as well.
LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and we continue to have numerous teens take their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
That is a statistic that I think about daily. And I first think about my own story. I've been through this, and I've thought about what would I tell my teenage self. And the first thing that I would tell myself is that I'm worth it, that I was created with the capacity to love another person. There's nothing that is shameful about that. There's nothing unnatural about that. That you can be who you are without having to apologize. That you can live your best life. Sports was a huge thing for me. And I ultimately walked away from the game that I loved, basketball, because at that point in my life, I hadn't reconciled my sexuality with what I was being told in the church and what I was experiencing on the court in athletics, which was, hey, if you identified in any way as gay, specifically as a man, that you're less of a man
information about your petition and your work?
People can go to change.org and they can sign the petition.
What other projects are you working on?
I'm the Director of External Engagement for Go Athletes, and we are continually working with athletes of all age groups. We have a lot of young athletes right now, both open and not ready to come out yet, but we work with them. We help set them up for success by education, giving them different resources, and the hope is to make sports a safe and welcoming environment for all people to compete.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
I do. In my undergraduate experience, I had a mentor who told me that I have the choice factor. The choices in life are ours and ours alone. And so if there's ever an issue or ever a challenge in a day, I try to remember